Do the American people have a right to be alive? It's a very basic question. In every other modern state, the answer would be yes. Every other modern state in the world today sees health care as a right. This is not done as an act of charity. It's done as an act of national survival. We don't have fire departments because of charity. We have free fire service because you don't want fire spreading through your community. Governments have national health insurance because you don't want disease spreading through their states. That is also why every other modern government has national sick leave policies. This is what the world is doing. Now, let us answer the question that we just asked about American society. Do the American people have a right to be alive? Does the U.S. government, as a matter of policy, believe that every American citizen has a right to be alive? The answer to this question is unequivocal and very specific. The answer is no. If you don't have enough money in a bad situation, you are going to get killed. And large numbers of people do get killed. That is the situation. Now, some religious people believe that all fetuses have a right to life. That is disputed by many scientists. But a lot of these same people believe that once the fetus is born and becomes a person, then, well, that's just not a major issue. And that if the person is killed off by economic forces, well, that's okay. We don't see it as okay. And these are basic realities that need to be considered. Now, one of the reasons why they need to be considered is that in the last year, 450,000 Americans, and the number is growing, so if you listen to this lecture in a few months, it'll probably be 500,000, 600,000, who knows? But America, they say America's number one, and we are number one in terms of people who got killed by the coronavirus and the government mismanagement of the reply. The danger of epidemics has been known for years and years and years and years. It has also been known by every expert in the field that a lack of national health insurance, a lack of national sick leave policies would be a disaster for an epidemic or a bioterrorism event. These are known facts. The U.S. government chose to ignore these realities. And this is one of the many reasons, as well as the utter incompetence with which this matter has been handled, as to why there has been such a high death toll and why America is number one when it comes to dead people, number one when it comes to citizens killed off by the epidemic and by government irresponsibility and incompetence. This didn't have to happen, and it is a very logical result of very stupid and evil policies. Now, we have to decide what to do about this. The logical thing to do would be to regard the death of 450,000 American citizens as an emergency. That would seem to be a logical approach. This is clearly not being done because if it was an emergency, you would provide health care to everybody now. The argument that, well, you're just going to compensate people if they happen to catch the virus is a irresponsible and dishonest argument. If a person does not have health insurance, it is a very dangerous process to call an ambulance or go to the emergency room for something that may seem like COVID but may not be, because you may go bankrupt and lose your home, which could also lead to, shall we say, some serious health problems. Like, in other words, being homeless in the middle of winter could have a rather adverse impact on your health and the health of your family. So that's a rather obvious fact. So what we are calling on the U.S. government to do is to treat an emergency as an emergency. More Americans are being killed by the current unnecessary disaster than were killed at Pearl Harbor. In other words, we're having a Pearl Harbor every day. We're having more people killed every day than were killed by Osama bin Laden on 9/11. Again, that would seem like an emergency. In World War II, the country mobilized. Huge taxes were put in to bring in money, and every effort was made to mobilize to meet the threat. That must be done today. We are calling for a policy called 100 for 100. 100% medical coverage for 100% of the American people. It's a time of truth for politicians. People need 100% coverage. That doesn't mean so-called coverage which has a $5,000 deductible. That's not real coverage. That doesn't mean some bizarre coverage where you have to spend hours on the phone calling back and forth and figuring out what exchange you're on and which copy of your tax return you need to submit. No, it's everybody should have health insurance. That's what everybody else does in the world. What is extreme is the American system. It is an extremely evil mess. In Imperial Germany, over 100 years ago, all citizens were given health insurance and paid sick leave by their government. So is it really realistic for the Democratic Party to say that it believes it should be to the right of Kaiser Wilhelm when 450,000 people just got killed? If people do not want to provide health insurance for the American people, after 450,000 people have been killed, they should be challenged. And we should ask them, how many people should get killed before you will put through the right reforms? 450,000 dead people isn't enough for you? Okay, give us a figure. Maybe you take action at 600,000. Maybe we didn't need to really worry about that. Maybe 1 million. So just give us a figure. But in conclusion, you should remember that these people are not statistics. They're somebody's mother. They're somebody's dad. And many of these people have been forced to die alone. We saw a picture of a family looking through a window, looking at their mother die in a nursing home. That's reality. These aren't statistics. And you either are going to join the rest of the world and believe that every American citizen has a right to exist, or you are not. It's that simple. Universal health coverage needs to be provided. It should have been provided 100 years ago, but even people like Teddy Roosevelt favored it, but let's say we're just a little bit behind, like by about 100 years, but it needs to be implemented now in an epidemic. If it's not implemented now, then you really can't say that you favor health insurance, and you do not believe that your fellow citizens have a right to exist. You believe that if they don't have enough money, if some of them don't have enough money, they deserve to get killed off. That's your point of view. So these are realities, and we call now for a policy of 100 for 100. No more nonsense. 100% coverage now for 100% of the American people.